Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Milton and its 120-mile-an-hour winds blasted ashore near Sarasota Beach. But even before landfall, the hurricane was spinning off tornadoes well inland. In St. Lucie County, 150 miles away from the point of landfall, a series of tornadoes killed at least four people. Now comes the job of search and rescue and power restoration.
Number of power outages across Florida, more than 3 million. Number of flights canceled today, nearly 2,000. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new Quinnipiac poll finds Donald Trump with a slight lead in Wisconsin. 48% of likely voters support the Republican and 46% back Democrat Kamala Harris. With a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points, the race is pretty much still a tie. The same poll gives Tammy Baldwin a 4-point lead over Eric Hovde. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices sound open to reining in the governor's sweeping line-item veto power. The final straw may have been Governor Evers' budget veto last year that created a 400-year education spending increase. Justice Brian Hagedorn.
It is crazy. We allow governors to unilaterally create law that has not been proposed to them at all.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m., the Iron County Wisconsin Historical Society Museum's award-winning Haunted History Flashlight Tour is back. They invite you to come listen to all brand new stories about the spookier side of Iron County's past. Tickets will be sold at the Senior Center starting at 5:50 p.m. It's $5 for every individual and $10 for groups, and will end at 8 p.m. Tours will depart from the Senior Center every 10 minutes and will be led to the museum. It will be dark, so you will be allowed to bring a flashlight with you. The tour will take you through all three floors of the museum, so there will be stairs. Please wear appropriate shoes. And due to the nature of the tour, it is not recommended for children under the age of 5. Children under the age of 12 should be accompanied by an adult. They look forward to your visit. Once again, this is this Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m. on Iron Street in Hurley. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Doubs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Doubs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Romeo Doubs returned to the practice field, the rest of his teammates on Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Afterwards, his coaches and teammates were mum on the suspension of Doubs for conduct detrimental to the team. And while there's still a couple of practices left this week, as well as media opportunities, Doubs was a no-show when reporters were allowed in the locker room yesterday.
It's in the past, and I think everyone's excited to have him back, and I think we just move forward with it and learn and grow from the situation.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
When the Packers and Cardinals take the field on Sunday in Green Bay, a pair of brothers will square off against one another. Packers receiver Bo Melton will face his younger brother Max, a second-round pick this year out of Rutgers.
That's going to be an exciting day, you know, for the family. It's been circled on the schedule, on my family's schedule since preseason. So definitely going to be a surreal moment. You know, can't wait to play against him. Can't wait to enjoy that, you know, for our family.
Bo said he and his brother are normally pretty tight.
We usually talk week to week, but I don't know if we're going to talk this week. You know, it's a big-time game coming up, and I know he's excited for it, and I'm excited for it. You know, it's going to be fun regardless. So just having a family here is going to be the best part.
More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. This warmer-than-average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36. 98 Q Country.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in love.
why you wanna cry. You really ought to know that I just have to walk away sometimes. We're gonna do what lovers do. We're gonna have a fight or two. But I ain't ever changing my mind.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the
old guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter.
Calls San Luis Obispo, California, her hometown. New artist Dasha, D-A-S-H-A. The song is called Austin at 98Q. Birthday wishes to Emmett Skaggs, who is celebrating today. That is from your friend Sue, Sue Alice. So happy birthday to you, Emmett. Hope you have a great day today. Some of the news headlines other than the hurricane, which parts of Florida are picking up from now, and others are still being hit by a lot of rain, 15, 17 inches of rain in some areas of Florida. So that's one of the main stories. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a severe solar storm that could make the Northern Lights visible in the U.S. I think it already has. I've seen pictures on social media. And some of the Northern Lights are going to be more visible farther south than usual, and that could cause some technical disruptions, too. with all that solar northern light stuff flying around, whatever the technical name is, it could provide some technical issues, I would assume, cell coverage and stuff like that. Did you see where the National Hockey League has a new team? The Utah Hockey Club launched their inaugural season on Tuesday night in Salt Lake City with a 5-2 win over the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, this is Utah, so this really surprised me, that the Delta Center in Utah sold $120,000 worth of beer at that game. That's more than they've ever sold at any event at the Delta Center. So I don't know if it was those Chicago people coming in or who it was, but they sold a lot of beer there. So what's their nickname? Let me bring up. I'm kind of curious to see what their nickname was for Utah hockey. The Utah Utes. I don't know. I'll have to look that up further here. I'm scanning new Utah hockey team. It's just going to be the Utah hockey team, apparently. They have a name. We'll figure it out here eventually. Global trade records reveal. This was one of the story that came out late last night. Donald Trump, a while back, put out his God Bless the USA Bible. Put that out for $59.99. You could get that. Part of the proceeds, I think, went to his campaign. It was revealed late last night and early this morning that the God Bless the USA title Bible put out by Donald Trump was actually made in China. So there you have it. So some of the headlines for you.
Craving tacos? Build your own at Lena's Northern Pines Resort every Tuesday starting at 4 p.m. Join us on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Bullying isn't just a phase. It leaves lasting scars. At D&D Tire and Auto Center, they stand for kindness. If you see bullying, speak out. Be a friend, not a bystander. Together, let's create a culture of respect where everyone feels safe and valued. This message from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me.
Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This warmer-than-average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
She wants to get married. She wants it perfect. She wants her granddaddy preaching the service. Yeah, she wants magnolias out in the country. Not too many people save her daddy some money. Ooh, she got it all planned out. Yeah, I can see it all right now. I'll wear my black suit, black tie. Out in the back, doing a strong shot of whiskey straight at the flask. I try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, you wanna get married. Yes, she gonna get married. She ain't gonna marry me. Whoa.
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Do I guess? Does
98Q Country.
First heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Tell you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn. Fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn. Be a lady, just how to be a lady.
Self-made man, girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. Entire time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into.
Sawyer Brown, 98Q Country, Country Classics, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. They're on Facebook, too. Well, the new hockey team in Utah started their season last night. We mentioned that earlier. They do not have an official nickname yet because the Arizona Coyotes is where they relocated to Utah, and they didn't have time to rebrand. So they don't have a real name yet. They're still deciding. Some of the things that they're looking at, the Utah Blizzard, which does not seem appropriate for Utah. The Utah Mammoth. Yeah. Utah Outlaws, maybe. Utah Venom. Yeah. Utah Yeti. Or just the Utah Hockey Club. To be honest with you, out of those six, which are being considered the final six, I kind of like the Utah Hockey Club, just UHC. Just kind of a generic Utah, the Utah Hockey Club. So they relocated from Arizona, and they played their first game and beat the Blackhawks last night in the National Hockey League, if you follow that stuff. Our keyword for the day is wings, W-I-N-G-S. Laura will be in next from 10 to 2. I'm going to be headed out to Wheelway. We're going to give you a chance to grab some really great deals on some previously owned vehicles out there from Pete and the folks at Wheelway. So we'll be hanging out there from 10 to 1 and broadcasting during Laura's shift. So stay tuned for that. Gray will be in from 2 to 7 a little bit later on today. It's just weird to have the baseball season be over. By the way, are you cheering for the Mets? The Mets knocked the Brewers out with the Pete Alonso home run, and now the Mets are going crazy. Looks like they're going to win, or they did win, or they're doing good. That kind of vaulted them. The Mets were left for dead earlier in the year. They had a horrible stretch of baseball where everybody thought they were done, they were just going to reboot the whole thing, and now the way they're playing, they might end up in the World Series. So I guess it's not really a rivalry team, so I guess if you're going to lose to somebody, lose to the team that wins it all. So the Brewer season, if you haven't, breaking news, Brewer season's over, by the way. Packers, Sunday, we've got it for you right here, your home of Packer football, 98Q Country.
Safety in school means looking out for one another. Always communicate with teachers and staff about your concerns. When we work together, we build a community where everyone can learn and thrive. Let's keep our kids safe. This message is courtesy of Janik and Sons Excavating of Phillips, now selling and servicing Central Boiler Systems.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy Cromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
Get the last roof you'll ever need with steel roofing from Menards and save
big money. Steel Roofing adds value to your home and offers superior wind and hail resistance. Choose from 29 beautiful colors available in cut-to-your-length panels for less waste and fast installation. View our entire selection of steel roofing today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other hot deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them. Big old yellow bucket's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old brown Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars in your eyes. To the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down out here on the outskirts.
Country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear.
Thank you.
shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas braids, candy apple red rodeo. Like she said, it took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go?
DAQ Country, the Little Red Rodeo, Colin Ray. I feel bad that I did the morning show again and I forgot to do our presidential fact of the day. So here we go. Let's do that before.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America. All right. President Abraham Lincoln is one of the most recognized presidents, of course, in our country's history. And it has a lot to do with his beard. Lincoln was the first president to fashion a full beard, and he grew it out at the request of an 11-year-old girl who told him that he would look more handsome with a beard. So in October of 1860, just 1 month before the election, Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, penned a letter to the president, hoping that she would convince him to grow a beard. He was a presidential hopeful at the time. She wrote in the letter, "You would look a great deal better with a beard for your face, because your face is so thin. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and then you would be president." That's what the letter said. So Lincoln won the election. And by the time you knew that, by the time he moved into the White House, he was fully bearded. There you go. The beard of Abraham Lincoln and our presidential fact of the day. I will leave you with that. I'll be out at Wheelway in just moments. Laura McKenna coming in next to 98Q Country. Chris Young.
Got a little southern drawl in my talk. Little pickup truck on my highway. Got a little boot stomping my walk. Little neon light in my Friday. Got some Tennessee in my whiskey. Raise a cup of baby with me. I was raised on baby.
the only reason that I survived. Every breakup and every party, it's a soundtrack to my life. It runs deep in my DNA. I was raised on, girl, raised on. Well, I got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Debbie. Patty did too, it's family tradition. When someone cranks it up, you can't help but listen. My upbringing sounds like George Strait singing. And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me, I was raised on country.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion, run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years. World we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. The storm barreled into the Atlantic after plowing across Florida, whipping up a barrage of tornadoes that led to four deaths and more than 3 million power outages. With more on that, ABC's Eva Pilgrim's in Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there's a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power.